All right, we are live. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and tonight we are joined by Lolita, and we also have our special guest tonight. Hello, Lolita. Are you there? Okay, let me bring you on air. All right, there you go.
Okay, let me get her on air.
Mm-hmm. And you want to announce who our special guest is tonight?
No, I'm going to let her do it. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Hey, it's Alisa.
How are you? I'm doing good. You're live on air.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell
Welcome.
Us what you're going to do for tonight. Do for us tonight.
I was brought on to do some numerology, some intuitive numerology, which is one of the many things that I enjoy doing. So I'm just glad to have this time to be on the air with the both of you. I've not met you yet, Adam, but I'm
okay. Well, thank you. Well, very nice to meet you, and I've heard great things about you as well.
Thank you.
Can you give our callers a little bit about information on numerology before we start taking calls, because I would definitely like to get to everyone possible.
Yeah, sure. Now, the study of numerology is basically numbers, which seems kind of dry, but actually numbers are vibrations that come from your birth date and your birth name. And I think most people can translate birth date because you can translate your months into a number. But with your birth name, the way it breaks down is every letter of the alphabet has a numerical equivalent. And probably on this show I won't be doing birth name because that actually takes a lot longer to do for calculations, but birth date is a lot easier. But it basically all the numbers go to a single digit, 1 through 9. And it's like anyone who's very musically inclined and understands the notes, the 8 notes of an octave, you can play a lot of great music just knowing those 8 notes and knowing where to place them. And so in numerology, we have 9 numbers, so we can think 9 notes. And each note is very specific, very unique, but they all blend together. And, most people have a blend of different numbers anyway. So the numbers that I'm getting from birth dates, specifically for this purpose on air, we'll just talk about your overall vibration for the year, for your birth year. Well, for the year, which starts on your birthday and goes to your next birthday. That's how I like to break up that time. For me, I've never been one to say, "Oh, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get a call, and you're going to get the lottery ticket that wins $5 billion." I've never been like that because I. Personally, it's because I usually don't want to know that kind of stuff. I'd rather it unfold the way it needs to. And I've found that when I go to other readings or go to other psychics, I know if I ask that question, my heart's not in it. Like I want to know, but I don't want to know. And I'd rather I create that. I'd rather I be the one lining up with that. So when people do ask, because a lot of people have different ideas of what readers do, I know that I'm pretty upfront with them. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything you probably don't already know in the bottom of your heart, but if you need to hear it from somebody else, you're going to hear it from me. And a lot of it is mostly just getting them realigned. If they're thinking about doing something but they're so afraid of it, we'll bring up the fear a little bit, and then we'll get them excited about what it is they really want to do. So I work from the positive. It feels better for me that way because it doesn't give me any additional power. It's like, you're sharing this story with me, and I'm just interpreting the numbers for you. So I didn't bring my turban today to do my reading. But I do have a really large crystal with me. So, that's sort of how I roll. So anyway,
let me give everyone a little bit of validation on what type of reading you do, because I actually came to you for the first time in February, and I don't think people really understand how numerology is very powerful. She really broke down my chart as far as the home that I grew up on, the home that I live, even the future business numbers, just about your birth date, who you are as a person. Numbers can really reflect on a whole different level for your personal and your career and your business and everything. a numerology, one thing that I got out of a numerology report was, I think it wasn't from you, but this is how powerful it was, that my brother was going to be expecting a baby in March, and sure enough, they delivered a baby in the March of 2008, just off my name. So no matter, you know, numerology is a very powerful tool. You don't have to be intuitive, but those numbers are also can give you the answers that you're looking for. So she's definitely awesome. Definitely check her out on our website. Go visit. We have her on our website at howpsychic.com. And definitely get a reading and understand on the powerful, you know, how powerful the numbers can be for you in your daily life. So you did an awesome job for me.
Thank you.
Well,
so how we're going
to... out there, I do want to state that numerology actually deals with the law of manifestation and attraction. And that's something that we teach a lot here on the show. And I want to also state that it kind of deals with some of the quantum physics that is out there. Remember, everything when it comes down to it is numbers. Just like the internet or the makeup of our genes, our DNA, it all comes down to numbers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, so the format of the show, because since we have a lot of callers, is when you guys call in, I think just give their birthday, right? And then you're going to go over their personal year. And then if anyone has a question, Adam will go ahead and do a short answer to your question at the same time so we can take care of everything at one call.
Cool.
Sarah, are you ready, hon?
Am I ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go take our first caller. Area code 608-784, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please tell us your birthday.
Hi, yes, my name's Jordana. I'm calling from Wisconsin, and my birthday is July 19th,
1989. Oh, okay. All right, well, let's look here. So your birthday, you've got, I mean, just crossing out, you gave me a lot of information here. Your and the time you were born, I'm kidding. Your birthday equals, and let me just double check because I've got all these different numbers here. I've got, Yeah, it's a 4. So your birthday influence for this whole year, starting in July and going to next July, is a number 4. So your focus generally has to do with work or just at least getting things very, very structured, getting things your ideas all figured out. You're mapping out some things. You're actually setting down some goals. Before July was more of a lighthearted time. The number 3 was the period before this, and that was much more of a period of connecting with other people, having a good time. It's very light energy, but there's a lot of there's also a lot of scattered energy with that number 3. Yes, because you know you're really not, you're just sort of taking everything in and. But now with this number 4, a 4 wants to have this container. It likes to have a plan. And so this period now is really wanting to get all this information and actually make use of it. Like, it's been fun. Like, you can be at a party for too long, and after a while you're like, okay, I'm kind of tired of doing that. And that's sort of how you feel right now. It's like, no, really, I've got to get serious about some of this stuff. And so you're doing those things. You're getting yourself into a certain discipline, whether you are, you know, whether you're waking up early, whether you're just making some changes to how you're treating yourself, which is a huge thing, especially for people who are, for everybody, but you know, you're a Cancer, so your sign in particular, you know, taking care of yourself and making sure your home life is as settled as it needs to be and supportive as it needs to be for you is going to be very important, no matter what period of what energy is coming in. But this 4 energy really will lend itself to supporting those goals and ideas that you're working on. You're planning them out now, and you're it's not like the most exciting time necessarily, unless you really like, you know, ooh, let me get my nose to the grindstone and work. But you're excited about the possibilities that you're building.
I'm really career focused. I actually really enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I'm really fortunate to have found it at a young age.
Nice.
Yeah, and so I like everything that you're saying definitely lines up. I'm really, really career focused. Sometimes a little too much.
and you're going to find that because, in, particularly in this period, you may give yourself more allowance to do that. Just because, you know, if you're on a roll, you're on a roll. If you're in a zone, you want to stay in that zone for as long as you need to. However, the nurturing part, be sure to take care of that as well. I mean, when we're
right.
building our empires, we tend to forget about a lot of the other, you know, very basic things that, you know, when you're not on 24/7, you actually can enjoy. I would say build that into your career goals. And I know it's more than just career, but I think a lot of it hinges on how everything pans out with your work.
Absolutely.
But knowing that you love what you do, that makes it a lot easier. I think it makes the flow a lot easier. It's just being aware when it's not directly work related. You know, if it's your family, for example, or even just your personal life, if it's your pet, like just whatever it is that if it comes to your awareness that you are you've maybe neglected something, you know. You've sort of made some excuses to kind of stay at work or do at your work, then take a small break and maybe plan that in to your schedule so that you can find a little bit more of a balance and you won't get burned out as quickly. I mean, most people who have these strong drives, you know, they can do this for a very, very long time, and also, which is great to some extent, but then if the trade-off is sometimes some of those other relationships kind of get a little weird. After a while.
Yes. When your life is like going into the drain, you know that you are thriving at work.
And hopefully we can change that mindset, because on a bigger
scale,
you know, that is what we're seeing all around us. We put the focus on these bottom line results, and yet there's so much more that should be included in that bottom line that usually isn't. So as you're being very successful, I would like for us to change the mindset where the success is in all areas of your life, because it's the same process, you know.
Absolutely.
You cultivate those relationships and the things that you enjoy so much about work, you can also apply to the things you really enjoy about everyday life, you know.
Yeah.
So,
no,
you know.
Absolutely.
Did you have?
I agree. What was that?
Did you have a question for Adam to answer?
I do, actually. My question is, I met a guy, and I think it's mutual, and I think we're building something, but I'm wondering if that's going anywhere.
Okay, let's see here. I actually do get a confirmation on that. It seems this gentleman also seems to be quite a bit concerned about money all the time or work, and having everything straightened out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a connection there. Yes, I think that this is a really good opportunity, and you need to continue to explore it, because this could amount up to something very substantial for you.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I got that. It was so weird because, well, we're going to be working together next month, and that's
mm-hmm.
where the weirdness comes in.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because it's like, you know... He's going to be my personal trainer, and he works for a company, and, you know, so
mm-hmm.
obviously there can be a conflict of interest there.
But there have been a few circumstances in which it actually works out. So, you know, don't quite shoot it down just because of the conflict of interest.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
well, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, just as a quick announcement, we are featuring our guests also on our website, And we do have the 10-minute reading right now special going on for only $3.99, and that's a 10-minute reading with myself privately. So please check out howpsychic.com.
All right, let's take our next caller. Area code 901-486. Please state your name, your birth date.
Hi, this is Amabel, Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Reverend Adam. Hi, Reverend Olita. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
my birthday is June the 5th, 1954. And I was just wondering, what do you see in my energy?
Well, all right, let's look at what we have going on for the year. Well, it's a 7 personal year for you. So 7 is a very spiritual number in numerology. For me, it represents the number of faith. It's also a number of extreme focus. So a lot of times it's very logical, but it also can be very mystical. It's a nice blending. And in this period, as far as personal years go, this period of time is really what I would call me time. You know, this is where you're just coming off a period where you were, the number 6 was playing a big focus for this past year for you, 6 having to do mostly with your family, your community, a lot of other people around you. And after putting all that energy out with a lot of love, I'm sure, you're ready to, Calgon, take me away kind of a moment. And so this period is exactly what that is for. It's giving yourself permission to step away for a moment, to refocus, to also assess how the last few years have been going for you. Like our previous caller, she was in the number 4 period, where she's setting her goals. So if you think about that, a few years ago, you were doing the same thing. And then quite a number of your goals have already come to fruition. And this last little bit, because if you think about it, numerology goes in cycles of 1 through 9. So you're near the tail end of this, overall cycle of 1 through 9. You're number 7. So you get to adjust some of those ideas and some of those goals. Some of the goals you're like, not that important anymore. Others you're like, oh, I'm so close. I'm so close, I can taste it. So it's just a matter of re-energizing yourself, renewing yourself, refocusing yourself. And you've got the whole year, and it's not like you got to rush to do that. But it's a really nice period of self-reflection as well. You can appreciate the growth you've done in the last few years. And get really excited about where you're going the next couple of years, really the next year, if you think about it. So it's a much more subtle energy, but just as powerful, because I think you can get a lot of great insights as well. And I don't know if you're doing any spiritual studies for yourself. If you talked about energy yourself, how's my energy? But even going into that type of personal development, self growth, that type of study is very much a part of that energy of the number 7 for you in a personal year. So.
Well, thank you so much. I'm a frequent client of Reverend Adam, and he has helped me so much, and I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful!
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for him tonight, really quick?
Well,
are you good?
I always talk about my finances with Reverend Adam, and I was wondering, what is he seeing in that energy tonight?
Okay, give me one moment, darling.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 7. I am actually pulling the number 7 now, so I want to ask, our special guest, what does the number 7 mean for her?
Well, the number 7 for her means having an understanding of value more than just what we tend to think of as monetary value. So when the number 7 is being pulled for you and you're in a 7 year, this isn't just about finances. It's about everything that is of value to you. And I think part of it is just understanding and recognizing the things that you already have that mean a lot to you.
All right. I do see that you are going to reap some rewards this month. okay, financially, as well as emotionally. This is the heart within the wreath. So this is really showing me a heart that's amongst the field of wheat. Okay, and it's showing me the different symbols of financial security, security within the home, and I also am being tapped on the shoulder like, hello, I'm over here supporting her. So this is a female that's doing this. I think you might know who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Uh-huh.
It's my grandma. It's my grandma. She's always around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says, yeah, this month is going to be good, okay?
Okay. Thank you all so much, and have a good evening.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye
you
now.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's take area code 860-841. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us your birth date.
Hey, it's me, Cecil.
Hey, Cecil.
Hey, Cecil. We all know you. Are you going to listen? How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's
you want to give us your birth date?
Okay, well, my birthday is October
18, 1989. Yep, I remember Spacel.
I was going to say, we all remember. I know you have to.
Yeah. So, Spacel, I know you probably have a really, really good question for Reverend Madam, but just so you'll know, you're about to go into a number six personal year, and so this period right now is a five energy for you before your birthday, which is a lot of fun stuff going on for you. And I know because you've called in on different occasions, but this number six energy coming in very soon is going to be much more settling, I think. So your focus is not going to be so much on all the crazy stuff, although you like the crazy, you like the surprises sometimes. But this number six energy is much more wanting to make connections and making sure that your connections are very supportive and healthy. And it's a family number, you know, really, but it's a family and community number. So that's really where you may be pulled towards, and so that energy is either happening now, or you can already feel it, or you just be aware that. And I kind of feel like it has been sort of changing for you anyway, some of your focuses. So just ease into that number six, because the five is usually such a roller coaster ride that a lot of people, like, they have a good time, but you know, you don't want to stay on a roller coaster for forever. You're ready to take a little break sometimes. So this upcoming birthday is going to signify that switch of energy, where it's not going to be so scattered again, but it's going to be you're going to start looking for different qualities in the people around you and within yourself. That's going to be much more nurturing and loving, supportive.
All right, Faith, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your question for Adam?
I'm still struggling with jobs. It's like,
mm-hmm.
really struggling and frustrated. I mean, recently I've been really, like, I guess it's like my hardest thing I've done so far than the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, like, I just found out that, you know, the job that I was trying to get. Apparently, I didn't get the job, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Friend, she worked there and told me that she was upset that the two people that were hiring never went to an orientation. She said, I should have got the, you know, position. So I was like, well, that's their fault for not hiring me. So,
okay, Cecil. So, let me look into what you're going to get in the way of new opportunity for work, okay? All right. I'm getting a week and a half. I am actually seeing something happening around that time. However, that is not the time in which you're going to have the job. That is the time in which the best opportunity will present itself. From there, and as far as how long it takes to actually acquire the position, that's really unknown to me right now, okay? But what I am seeing is I do see you getting a job. I'm getting a good job. And something is telling me it may be, what do you have in the way of credentials that could land you a government job here?
I don't know.
Okay, because it's stating that it could be something with a small part of the government or, you know, a small part of the community. It seems to have a smallness to it, but then an attachment to an even bigger, larger scale, okay? So whatever it is, it looks good. It looks like the pay is going to be well, and it looks like something you find. So, you know, right now I want you to still look. I want you to still put out that effort because, you know, it will not be in vain. You will find the right job, and it's going to be just on time. And you'll be able to survive until then. Okay?
Before I let you go, because I'm going to have to add my input to this, say so, you gotta just trust that your right job is going to come to you, and you got to release all your judgments towards that last job, and you got to watch what you say, you know, what you put out there. So go in and switch up that tone, switch up that vibration, because it's really down. There's some bitterness going on, so you got to have a lot of trust in yourself. You're not trusting that the right job is going to come to you and for you at time. So, you know, just release any emotion that you have, and you'll find a lot of things, you know, moving a lot quicker. So be happier too. When you set that tone of being very happy, you can actually attract good jobs. So you got to really be conscious on how you really behave every single day in life, whether it be, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually. So just be more aware, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we got a Skype call here. I don't know. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please tell us your birthday.
Carol, 8654.
All right. Well, let us see what we have here. This is looking like a number one personal year for you. So, Carol, whatever you went through last year, when I talk about last year, I mean right before your birthday, you were letting go of a lot of different things, a lot of endings, a lot of just saying goodbye, I'm done. And this birthday in August brought in a lot of new things for you. So you started a whole new cycle of a nine-year period. So generally, because it's only been a few months, 2 months, usually there's a transition. There's like an overlap of a lot of these energies. And in a nine personal year, which is what you went through earlier, that's usually where the realization of your growth comes to mind. And as you're changing up a lot of things, you're letting go of some old stuff, old relationships, old patterns of thinking. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do, but you look forward to it anyway because of all the new things that are going to come, that are already coming. So new ideas, new ways of just wanting to be you. Plus you're a Leo, so there's a like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna feel good and look good and be good and all that stuff. So this is a fun period, an exciting period because most people like new things, you know, like, oh, you know, let's just give it a try. And giving yourself permission to experience a lot of, you know, just bigger, better things is usually just enough of excitement to just give it a try, you know, just knowing that each day could give you, I don't know, as many new experiences as you can handle. So as you're taking in a lot of these new ideas, you know, you're also in the back of your mind thinking, okay, what's really gonna you know, do it for me? You know, what is it out of all the different factors in my life that I want to do, that I want to experience? You know, what are the top, you know, three or four? So, but like I said, again, you've got the entire year. You've got until next August. So these are just a note that a lot of the new stuff is coming in, and some of the things that you're not used to yet, you know, it's not, obviously it's not going to scare you. You're bringing it into your attraction. A lot of it is just sometimes completing that, that letting go process that started last year, in terms of even viewing how you, who you are and what you, what you're here to do. Sometimes it's a different feeling. It doesn't, it's not necessarily bad. It's just different. I put it up to like getting a new pair of shoes, and you don't know, like you know it looks good, but it doesn't always feel good. It just takes a little bit of breaking in, and that's what this period is. It's like just trying on some new things, and sometimes it may not look like that's maybe may not be what you want, but it is. You're just not used to it yet. So just give yourself that period, this time to do that, and have fun with it.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. Very interesting, and it's true. A lot of new things coming.
Good. Good. Yes, stay positive.
Yes. Okay.
Did you have a question for Adam?
No, you know what? I really feel that my year is going exactly as it should, or as exactly as I'm allowing it to be, as I, as you said, as I grow and let go of things and everything else, and I think it's going to be a wonderful year, and I appreciate, I was just curious about the numerology, so thank you very much. But I've had a reading before by Adam, and he's very good. But tonight I'm good. I'm on my
way. Wonderful.
So thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see here. All right. Area code 602-696. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please tell us your birthday.
Hi, it's B from Arizona, and it's April 21, 1948.
Okay. Well, hey there, B.
Master number 11 equals a 2.
Yes. Though I'm looking at just your your personal year, and that's a 3. So, like you already know your master numbers and all that stuff. But as of your birthday in April, you entered a number 3 personal year. So this has been a period where you are really reaching out, branching out, and again, I like to use that the term lighthearted, because 3 tends to be such a light, fun energy, very, very cheerful energy. And so this period of time is where you're meeting a lot of different people. You're just interested in a lot of different things. And as you share your interests, as you, you know, 3 has to do with a lot of communication and expression. So as you're doing all those things, you're meeting new people, you're sharing all your new ideas, and you're getting information in return, that creates its own special connection, it's your own special network. And a lot of these new ideas that you've been working with and playing around with for the last couple of years, you're now starting to align yourself with people who could probably take it to the next level if you really wanted to, or vice versa. You could be that person taking someone to the next level just with the information that you have. So this is a fun period as well. And again, a little different than our previous caller, in that you've had a little bit of time to let some of these new ideas gel, and you're just working it. You're working it to see where it's going to take you. But again, because the approach is so light and lighthearted, and I don't want to say carefree necessarily, but you're not looking to anchor anything down just yet. You're just really having a good time exploring it. But you know, come April, which, you know, coming up relatively soon. I can't believe it's already, you know, October. But come April, that means that you're really gonna put some things down on paper, and you'll have that blueprint. You have a better idea. But in the meantime, really making those connections, working it, and enjoying yourself, because that really does raise the vibration of all the information you're processing. It's gonna be an interesting, and probably the word magnificent came up for some reason, but knowing that you're a master number 11, that means that your specialty would also be cultivating those really helpful relationships too, and dealing with people who are inspiring and inspirational, and having that element in everything that you do is going to also factor in to these ideas and to these connections that you're cultivating already. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's the energy you're in right now, that number three energy.
Thank you. And I have a question for Reverend Adam.
Yes.
I was just wondering, when you see my finances getting a little bit better, or me writing some more clients up so I can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, B. And that appears to be... Not too far off from now. It looks like sometime within this month. I'm not getting an exact date. You know, it's been a little difficult anyways with the timelines there for you. However, I do get sometime within this month. I also feel that one of the people we've discussed in the past who's never come forward is going to come forward this time, but it's only the one. This is a tall gentleman, light skin, dark hair, very thin. Okay,
yeah,
Lee?
Yes, thank you very much.
All
and
right,
start,
thank
and,
you.
And start okay. to, like, visualize that you're working. Like, visualize
okay.
what you want to do. Like, that really helps. If you're always in search or in need, you're not going to have any movement, okay? I'm going to be really honest with you. So you got to really, really think about you actually working, like, as of now. Just think
okay.
of yourself working every single day. It doesn't matter. You got to live in that moment of, you know, feeling like you're always receiving on so many different levels. Because if you block that, you're going to sit there and wonder all day long. So just see yourself working. Whatever you want to do, what you're trying to get, just visualize it and stay on that feeling. You know, our thoughts can really hinder our blessings, and that's it's proven scientifically. So you've got to be careful on your thoughts, because it doesn't matter if anybody tells you tomorrow or the next day, you can actually be your worst enemy. So I really need you to think positive. You got to stay on that positive vibration.
I usually do, but thank you very much.
No problem. I'm just feeling that, so I just want you to visualize. I don't know if you ever do visual manifestation, but that really helps.
I do my affirmations in the morning and also at nighttime. I write them down at night, and I say the 10 different ones in the morning for like about 2 years now. So I try to do everything I can.
No, I understand. I'm just saying visualize yourself. It takes a minute or a day. I'm just telling
right.
you to visualize what you're doing. It's pictured in your mind so you can stay on there. Because somehow, apparently, there is a need, you know, for all of us go in that certain need of asking that question of when we're going to get this and when we get that. But it also helps us if we can just trust and just know that we're actually doing it and it's coming. And that's one of the laws of, you know, of manifestation. So just stay on that path.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Today is a really slow night. I'm kind of like shocked.
it was all lit up before showtime.
When we got to our callers, and I was so scared. And I was talking to Adam. I was like, we need to prolong the show because I don't know what's going to happen. Because last week we had 20 callers, and it's kind of weird. I'm looking at the switchboard, and we're down to our last caller. I'm like, wow, I told her we're going to have a long show.
Well, we've got someone out there that has a message for them. I've been waiting on them. So somebody is going to call in here.
We got one more. We got two more callers, so let me go ahead and take them. Someone just popped up as I see. Hold on. I have Jessica on the line. Please state your birthday and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Jessica. My birthday is September 28th, 1987, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Oh, I just came back from Philly.
Ah.
I'm from Lansdale.
Oh, yeah, that's like a 30-minute drive from where I live.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
No, happy belated birthday. That's just last week.
Yes.
Yeah,
nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got into a number six personal year. So, yeah, this is nice. We had another person earlier who was in a number six personal year. And with you just starting it, again, the focus is going to go from
all kinds of crazy stuff that happened earlier in the year for you, because you went from number 5 energy before your birthday into a number 6 energy. So 5 was much more about changes and adventure and a lot of travel, or at least wanting to get away and just do something different. And then this number 6 energy that you just got into on your birthday is much more about love and family and community and wanting to just be a little more settled. And I don't mean settled in like, I got to settle for it, but just really wanting to have some roots, so to speak. So you have a place to call home, and you have yourself around some familiar people, and the craziness of the number 5 energy has settled down just a little bit. And it may take a little bit of time to feel that, but definitely that number 6 energy is one that's going to remind you. I call number 6, like, I call it the mom number. It's so hopefully you had a really good relationship with your mom, but usually the archetype of the mother is very very warm and very nurturing and very comforting. So that's how I feel that energy of the number 6 is for anyone in the number 6 personal year, when it's time to just to settle down just a little bit, to take care of like the things from home, and just take care of you and the people around you. That's what this period's about. So, yeah, it's a very loving energy, whereas number 5 is much more of a frantic, you never know what's going to happen kind of energy. That's what last year, what this past year was about. Usually every number leads into the next energy, and you welcome the change. Usually, like, you're ready for it. You're ready for something different. So hopefully this period is something that you'll start to notice how the pace is going to slow down just a little bit more, so you can really appreciate where you are, the people you're with, and the sort of life that you're creating and cultivating. So yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, Bladen.
You really made sense, because the reason I called in is because you're right. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I'm just trying to stay focused and just remove all the negativity in my heart by focusing on the positive. And I still find myself dealing with, like, pent-up anger and things like that. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but, like, I mean, if you guys done this, but, like, when you keep replaying in your mind a situation that you've been in the past, and you try to rewrite it in your head, and, like, what you would have said, what you would have done. I just keep doing that, and I don't know why. It's like I'm obsessed with that thought, and I know that it doesn't help me. And I was just wondering, I don't know, what do you guys have? Like, what advice do you have for me? Like, what advice do you have for that, or just general advice do you have?
Well, you've sort of answered it yourself. I think we all know how it's like to replay, what if we had just done this? And the thing is, that's already, it's been done. It's in the past. And the biggest part here is being able to let it go, and also to forgive the whole situation. Because at that time, you probably did exactly what you thought you needed to do. And, short of being able to turn back time, you can't fix the problem from any other point. And you said it yourself. You're like, I know it's not going to do me any good. It's just a pattern you're used to repeating for right now. And the realization for you has been huge, that you're like, well, it's not going to fix it. It's not going to make me feel any better. So what can you do in the meantime? And I know you're asking for advice. And just going with the energy of the number 6, which is about love, that includes self-love. And I would say forgiveness is a very big part of the process of just changing the mindset, and changing how you treat yourself first, because all of it's happening in your mind. And as you replay some of those old scripts, you just start to say, okay, I think I'm tired of that. It's like playing a movie, like having the same movie in the DVD player, even if it's one of your favorite movies. Like, maybe you want to watch something else, and you have every bit of energy to do that. You can always change what you want to focus on. So, you want to change that DVD, you want to change that script, you've got to be willing to let it go. And you know you can always call it back up again. It's not like, you know, it's like Netflix. You can always, you know, let me go ahead and tell me get that one again. So it's not a matter of losing it if you ever, you know, you won't ever really lose it. So don't even worry about that. It's just more of really how do you want to spend your time. And for you to be able to move on, that big part of it is just a huge amount of forgiveness and of being, you know, being very aware that you are doing what you needed to do. The other parties involved probably just acted the way they thought they needed to do. And whether, you know, we can always pick apart any moment and say, well, I wish I had said this, and I wish this person had said this.
Mm-hmm.
And you start creating a whole alternate universe, but it's not present.
Right.
It's based on, you know, a script that you wrote for everybody involved. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, we can create our own movies, but what is it that you really want to be able to do? And to be able to move forward, a lot of that is about changing it up and being very okay with it, being very, very gentle with yourself about the whole process. Because I know when you have got anger, you know, that's a very positive, well, positive, it's a very big force. It can be used very positively. And in this case, it can be used to push it through. But at some point, that anger is going to burn itself out.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you kind of lose that fight, sometimes you pick something else up just to get you riled up again because you felt like so in control of everything, or at least you felt like you had something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Anyone else can kind of pick up the thread on that, but I just feel like the sixth energy, the love and the forgiveness is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm going to say here is that's exactly how someone needs to make their weakness into a strength. You know, we experience, like you said, a million things throughout our lives that we can go back on mentally and try and pick at and change to a degree. You know, there are techniques in meditation in which we teach how using even the method of going back in our own minds and, you know, visualizing it happening a little bit differently can be a good thing, but only if you do it once. It's, you know, one of those set it and forget it things. And, you know, anger will never last permanently. Anger never does. Normally, panic attacks only last for really a few seconds. It's the calming down part that makes it seem like it takes forever, okay? But when we look at it, you know, she is just explaining how you can truly make it into a strength. It's about learning from both the positive and the negative of any situation and then moving on. You just recognize whatever it is you could have done differently, and you move on and say, okay, I'm okay. I've learned from this experience. I'm still alive in the world. I'm going to be able to progress, no matter how traumatic the experience is.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm going to add something to that really quick and then let you go. And just coming from that area, a lot of energy. That whole energy up north is very, very different. So not only are you dealing with your own energy, you're mm-hmm. dealing with the whole state's energy that can really, it hinders a lot of people up there. And that's why for me moving down south, it really makes you open up. So I think that any time that you go into that moment, it's a choice. And you have to ask yourself, are you worth that?
Right.
Is that energy worth your time and your space? And is that good for your higher self? And ask that question to yourself. And, you know, just let it go and or deal with whatever emotion came up and release it. And, like, you know, you really have to work on your heart chakra and really allow, you know, to do a lot of, you have to allow a lot of healing. But you also have to do a lot of receiving, too. So really meditate on that area. And like Adam was saying, do some meditation. But allow it to happen and just really deal with it. But I think it's a choice. But we're not very hard on ourselves sometimes. But I think if you're conscious about it and you know you're doing it, then why even talk about it? Just let it go. If it comes up, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, I really, really, really appreciate you guys helping me out with that. Like, it's like you guys just
you guys just reminded me and just encouraged me to just keep going. Keep putting in effort.
Yep, you do. It's like we're here to learn, so just keep that in mind. We're here to learn. We are on Earth School. So take all your lessons that you can take and enjoy life, because it's not worth leaving life when you have a lot of animosity, grudges, or any judgments. It's not fun, because you're going to be making it up on the other side of the world. And then you're going to say, why didn't I see that time? So do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You guys are on a roll.
All right. I have a feeling this next caller is going to be the one that has this message sitting here for him.
Okay. Okay. Area code 951760. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us your birthday.
Hi. This is Donna from San Diego, and my birthday is October 25th, 1967.
All right.
Hi, Donna.
Hey,
happy
all
birthday.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah, we're just jumping ahead, aren't we? Well, let's see. You are entering a number 4 personal years.
Oh. Okay.
So you're like, oh.
I'm like, I didn't know. Oh, a 4, huh?
Yeah, so meaning that you are right now still in the throes of a number 3. And the 3 is, we've talked about it earlier on the show, the 3 is very much about networking and communication and expression. So this has been a period of really spreading out your energy and having a good time and saying hi to people and being very social. It's a social number, social butterfly of numerology. And all that's going to morph, if we're still talking about butterflies, it's going to morph into this number 4 personal year, this 4 energy coming up in the next couple of weeks, which is going to take all that fun energy and bring it into mostly into some sort of form. 4 is about form and structure and about goal setting. So it's going to take a lot of that extra energy and put it into something useful for you. So for a lot of people, the 4 has to do with career. But it can be everything, you know.
That's my life path.
That's your focus. Okay. So to stay very focused is a hallmark of a 4. Not just focus, but you just want to have that plan. You want to know, and if you have plan B, you'll have plan B, and usually have plan, you know, through plan Z. That tends to be how 4s like to work it. And so that's where you're headed is to take to make make sense of some of the chaos that's happened in the past. Not that it's bad chaos; it's just sometimes it gets a little messy with a 3. Because they tend to be, you know, it's a much more outgoing time, and the 4 is like taking all that and all that extra stuff and like, you know, you're creating your castle, so to speak. You're creating
getting
your
organized,
plan,
yeah.
Getting everything organized. Knowing that's coming up, that just means that all the things that you're wanting to do, and you sound like you're raring to go. Like, I've already got my plan set up.
Well,
it sounds like that already. Like that's
know,
how
I
focused
am.
You are.
That's so
that's
true.
Good. That's good. And so to be excited about it is always a great energy to work with. You know, because most people don't. I would say most people. A lot of people tend to think that I got to go to work. You know, like that's a 4-letter word, work. But for a lot of other special people who understand how the energies work, that work can be a lot of work can be play. It just depends on how you approach it, and how your attitude is for it. And also to think farther down the road of what are you creating and how exciting is that? And sometimes you got to start at the bottom to get creating. You know, sometimes to run the whole company, you start at the mailroom. I don't know, but you have to appreciate the process. And 4 definitely allows you to do that, to appreciate the process. So, happy early birthday. It sounds like you've got some things up your sleeve already, and I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know, the first thing that I'm going to ask you here, okay, is I see that there's been a hermited side to you lately, okay?
I know that you want to get out there, you want to do things, and you want to get it all, you know, going. And I feel like you've been working on it somewhat, but I'm feeling that there's been a larger part of you right now that's been very hermited, very recluse, kind of pulled back from everything. I'm sensing that you've had a lot of pain, okay? And I'm sensing that this pain has not been physical per se. This is just emotional pain. And it's the pain that comes with the tiredness and the working yourself to the bone and not going anywhere, not seeing anything happening. And I feel like it's all about to turn around for you, but you got to do half the work. You know, the universe, God Almighty, he's only going to meet us halfway. But, you know, as long as we do our part, he will make the rest of it easy enough. Okay?
Okay. So get out there more.
No. Yeah. I'm also, that's just the first part that's coming through here. Okay? The second part is that financially there is a big change about to occur. Have you been working on anything new? Because I keep getting the number 10 going back to 1, and it's going between 10 and 1, okay? Have you been working anything new lately?
Well, I mean, it's just in my job there's a little bit of expansion as far as we're doing. We're adding another service, so that's potential, you know, more money right there. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, because there is definitely more money that's going to be coming your way, and I feel like there is a part of it that's related to the current job, but then I also see another source of income for you.
Okay. I wonder what that is.
And that looks like it's something new, actually. I don't think it's anything you're waiting on. What you're waiting on will come in, though, but this is something new.
Is it like telephone or something?
It could be.
Yeah, okay.
It's something you're kind of aware of, but it hasn't happened yet. Okay. Now, there's one third and final part to this that is a little bit more of a heartstring situation. Okay. And we're not talking love life. We're talking family matter. Okay. Who do you have that has passed over?
Well, most of my family, so there's a lot of them. Well, my mom is, like, the most recent.
All right, your mom is the most recent?
Oh. Well, no, my stepdad, but, you know, my mom, it's been 4 years, and then my stepdad.
So. Okay, who's the most recent female? Because this is a female, and I feel like it was the most recent one.
That was probably my mom, then.
Okay. And how long ago did she pass?
4 years, I'm thinking 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Because something about her passing keeps replaying on and on and on in your mind.
In my mind?
Mm-hmm.
I wish she didn't have to go so soon.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she wants you to know that she's with you. She is sorry she never got to spend as much time as she would have liked with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like she's trying to apologize for some mistreatment. Like there was some type of mistreatment or neglect or something. It's like she's just there and she's trying to make up for something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if that has to do with her latest husband. Maybe that's what she's apologizing for. I'm not really sure. I mean, well, you know,
was he abusive?
Well, you know, my dad was. I mean, she stayed. You know, times were different back then. So she kind of like stayed in an abusive relationship. You know, due to the fact that she had kids. So, but you know, she did the best she could. I know that. I don't hold it against her. She was the best mom. I wouldn't change anything. So, I'm surprised she's apologizing. Yeah, I miss her.
Hold on 1 second. I think we just lost connection with him.
Oh, bummer. Huh. Oh, that was too bad.
Interesting, though. Yeah.
Mercury's in retrograde. Is that what's going on? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It happens.
It happens.
Getting good, too.
So while we're waiting, I want you to have fun on your birthday and every day.
Yeah.
Enjoy every single day in October and make it your birthday the whole month, because I celebrate the whole month and you should too.
I know. You're right. I should. I'm going to. You're right.
It's your month, girl.
Right. It is.
Let's go hair down.
I mean, even though it's like now, it's like having a birthday. It's like, oh, another birthday. I can't even believe I'm 40. Going to be 45. Oh, my gosh. Where's the time going?
Okay. Just claim that age and just go with it.
It's just a number. Exactly. I don't feel 45, so. it's all good.
It's all good. That's right.
It is. Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
So,
I don't know if he had any.
Anything else?
Other. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but. Stay on the line. In case you need to add, I'll put you back on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, guys. Well, I'm back. I don't know what happened there, but...
Wow.
I kind of dropped off.
So, yeah.
You're fine.
My mom was feeling like she felt... What was she? She was feeling guilty or
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're picking up on?
Yeah, we were really talking about how it looked like she was, well, not necessarily feeling guilty, that she was trying to make up for this.
Oh, make up.
She was trying to make up for some neglect and abuse from what I'm gathering, okay? And there has been a message that I'm kind of receiving. When she passed, before you got confirmation from the physical world, did you sense anything or feel anything? Because she left her body before her passing, and she came and saw you.
Oh. Well, I think that happened with my grandmother, but that was years ago, but... I didn't pick it up with my mom, but I think I did with my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Okay.
Because there's that
message there too. Like you've been able to connect with someone as they were passing when you didn't even know it yet. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's like it's something. Yeah. It was like it just all of a sudden it came to my mind. My grandma. I was like living in San Diego. She was in a different city, and all of a sudden I was thinking about my grandma and. And it's just like I almost saw like little particles, like something floating. You know what I mean? Like something floating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just really, it was a strange sensation. But I would never, you know, just something came into my mind that my grandma, you know, my grandma's here. And I, you know, in the back of my mind, I just remembered that, you know. And then I looked at the clock, too, exactly, you know, what time it was. And it was around the same time that it happened. So, yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're on the other side, and they're supporting you, and they want you to know that, and they're not going to let you fall.
Aw, thanks. I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great. I was very blessed.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. You have a great evening. I appreciate it.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We got two more callers. Let's see here. Area code... 928-632, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go and give us your birthday, please.
Hi, I'm calling from Prescott. I had to think about it. And my birth date is 10-18-1958.
We're having all October, so you notice that?
Yeah. And we've already, we had the same birthday as Basil, obviously not the same year, but... But, yeah, so we know that you're in a number six personal year. You will be entering your number six personal year. And I didn't get your name. What was your name?
Ellen.
Ellen. Okay. Hi, Ellen. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, a lot of our October people coming out, which is nice.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, we have a lot of the same numbers coming up. But this number six energy that's going to start on your birthday officially has a lot to do with the, as we've talked about before, the sense of love and home and community and really taking care of yourself and the people around you. It's that very nurturing energy. So some of the assumed craziness that tends to happen in the period before that number six, which is the number five period, which is what you've been in since October of last year, five is a much different energy than a six in that it's about expansion and adventure. I like to call it the roller coaster ride of numerology because we don't always know what's happening in a number five personal year. So, like, if you like amusement parks, then it's usually thrilling. And if you don't like amusement parks, like I do, I usually don't like to get on roller coaster rides, then it can be terrifying, that number five period, because of the unknown factors, kind of like the rug could be swept up from underneath your feet. So if it seems if the time has been a little crazy, like I know it's been true for most people, whether you're in a five energy or not, it's going to start settling into a much more balanced, nurturing, loving energy starting on your birthday. This number six energy, which is usually good for especially for Libras, because I think Libras like to have that balance. So, happy early birthday. That's the energy I'm getting from that number six coming up on October 18th for you. And as I've said before, a lot of people just welcome the change of energy because whatever they've gone through, usually they're like, okay, I'm ready. Like, you know, if you've been running a marathon, you're ready to rest. Or, you know, if you've been asleep, maybe you're ready to wake up. I'm not sure. But, that number six energy is definitely on the way. And just think of all the ways as you enter it, think of things that you tend to think associate with nurturing. I've called the number six the mom number because it's a very mothering, it lends itself to that. Those types of things of just, hey, you know, do you need something to drink, something to eat, just making sure everyone's all tidy and cozy and feeling good. So that's what I encourage people to do in their number six period is to pay attention to those things, to take the time out that you need. And usually it's done with other people in mind as well. So whether it's, you know, your entire family or just, you know, a pet or plants, even all that kind of falls under the number six. Anything that needs cultivating and nurturing, and it includes your soul as well. So I like for everyone to include themselves in the equation when it comes to any type of love or self love. You know, so may that be a big blessing for you in your life coming up.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a question for Adam?
I was wondering if he could pick up on anybody that's around me right now.
Okay, let me see here. All right, well, the first thing that comes to me is a masculine energy or a very strong energy. Honestly, I'm not seeing who it is or the kind of person they are. Just a masculine energy about you right now. And I'm feeling like this may be someone that you had known in life, okay? I am feeling that this person, they're there, they've been trying to protect you, but they're a bit of a trickster, okay? I'm getting like there's a trickster energy to this where things end up missing or, you know, we're not seeing the lights going on and off, but we are definitely seeing some tricks going on, some small tricks.
Yeah, sometimes I have noticed things happening, little things, but I don't know who it is or what it is.
Okay, my best bet for you is to look into your lineage of who has passed away. And find out as much as you can about their personality traits, given it's not going to be a very easy task. But the person that is the trickster will become very, very, they'll make themselves known if you do the research.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
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 Okay, we got a lot of callers on there, so I'm going to ask this request that everyone kind of pay attention the next four callers. If you get the same number, just listen, because I want to make sure that we get to every caller. So I think we had a lot of sixes today, didn't we? And I hate for you to repeat.
Yeah.
I know it is. So we're going to go ahead and take these last four callers, get their personal year, and so we can get them taken care of, and Adam will get their questions. So are you okay with that, Elisa?
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Hold on 1 second here. Area code 305-443. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Eileen. I'm coming from Florida, and my question or my birthday?
I'm sorry, your birthday, please. I'm sorry.
6/28/51.
All right. Let's see here. You are entering, not a six.
I know.
It's a three. I mean, we've covered the three before.
I'm sorry. I wasn't online then.
Oh no, that's fine. You're in a three, which is mostly a period where you're wanting to go out and mix and mingle with different people, you know, just to be a little more social and to also share some of your ideas that you've been thinking about, kind of keeping it to yourself in the past, but now you're wanting to talk a little bit more and share. And as you do that, you're going to start meeting more and more people who kind of share the same ideas, because actually it's just how law of attraction really works. So now that you're finding your voice and you're feeling a little more confident, or at least a little more curious about what other people think about these ideas, it's a nice opening for you to stay in a good connection with various people who can help you, who can maybe shed some light on some of the ideas that you're looking at. So it's a very it's a cooperative period, but it also a very social period.
When did it start? My birthday?
I usually look at the personal year that goes from your birthday to your next birthday. So I think of that, like, so the number three would be that would be your year from, you know, June 28th to June 28th.
Okay.
Did you have a question for Adam?
Yes, my question is in regards to which month coming up in December or January would be appropriate, blessed time to put the house on the market to sell.
January,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to do it during a Mercury retrograde.
It's not going to be a great time.
I didn't hear that. You both talking at the same time. Sorry. Say, what did you say, Adam?
Okay. December's not going to be a good time at all. Okay.
Okay.
It may seem like it on the surface, but it's not going to be a good time. Now, Lolita, what were you saying?
November's Mercury retrograde, so you don't ever want to do that.
That I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And December, I'm going to be very busy, so I don't want to have my head spin up about that. So aimed for January.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That would be
actually,
right. I do see a good sale with this. I just don't get the timeline in which it's going to take. But I will tell you, be advised that the retail market is taking quite a while for anything to go through right now.
Yeah, but it's meant to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So it will go where it's meant to go, to whom it's supposed to go to, and it's a very unusual house.
Yeah, you just need to reinforce it with more positive energy, that's all.
Yeah, okay, but January you're thinking. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a wonderful afternoon wherever you are.
Bye.
You too.
We will. Good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
And actually, doesn't numerology help with that too?
Yeah, it can. You know, and but definitely when I look at that and definitely listening to that, she already knew.
Yeah.
December's crazy. The direct put house on the market. She
yeah.
already knew. She knew that December was going to be kind of crazy. She just wanted to make sure. So yeah.
We all need a little confirmation.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's like, oh yeah, I have a lot of stuff going on in December. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah.
And that would have been a six,
oh,
6 month. That would have been a 6 month for her anyway. The number
yeah.
six energy for that month.
yeah, definitely. All right, area code 573270. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please give us your birth date.
Hello, my name is John. I'm from Missouri, and I was actually wondering if I could kind of post an ad for a show. I'm trying to start here on Blog Talk, if that's all right.
Okay, I don't know if I could trust that person. I had to kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, y'all. All right, you guys still there?
You know what, I'm going to state this. John, we just kicked you out, but if you contact me through the website personally and give me the information so I can screen it beforehand, I may be able to allow you to do a plug-in on one of our future shows. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you. All right, area code 954205. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please give us your birth date.
Yes, Darlene from Florida. My birthday is 9/13/52.
All right. Another one, September birthday. That's good. Let's see here. You're in a number 9 personal year. And what that means is that you are at the very end of a cycle of 9 years. So this is a period where you're going to be, some stuff is going to come up and you're deciding, yeah, I'm done with that, or let me transform it into something else. 9 is about endings and conclusions. So all this year, starting on your birthday to through your next birthday, is where you're breaking patterns, you're recognizing patterns, you're breaking them, you're going to start establishing different ways of doing things. So it's like a huge purging and cleaning out period of a lot of stuff and ideas and people in some cases. So as comfortable as you feel with the letting go process. I mean, you're a Virgo, you're an earth sign. I'm also an earth sign. I know, Lolita, you're an earth sign. Letting go is not always the easiest thing for us to do, but it can be very therapeutic, and usually it's exactly what we need to be able to do to create the new life and to move forward. So this is a period where some things are going to get their comeuppance, so to speak. Sometimes you're on one end of that, and sometimes you're the instigator. So it just depends on what's going on with you right now, but it's going to be a transformative period of time. And some of the things that may seem a little scary, down the road you'll start to understand why they happened that way, why they turned out that way, and you'll see the blessing on the flip side of that.
Yeah.
That's
the energy of the 9. So,
and I just came out of a 9, and it's really awesome. It really, really is. I just celebrated my birthday last year on a 9, and I can tell you how thankful I was, because I want you to take that and be more aware on what you're going to go through on a 9, because you will be on a different level of vibration when you get to your 1. But a lot of people are not aware that they're in a 9 and that they're going through that phase. But take what she's telling you and really do all the purging. Do all purging through this year. This is your year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this is your year. When you get your birthday next year, you're going to smile like I did on stage. Trust me.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, hon. All right. Area code. Sorry, Adam. I forgot to get her.
All right.
Area code 330. Yeah, 330-481. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please tell us your birthday.
Carol, calling from Ohio. My birthday's 5/29/1956. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
All right, we got a May baby. That's good. I mean, yeah, I'm not partial to May babies. I'm just saying, you know, they're nice to have around. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So we have another number 3 personal year. So we've already kind of covered the 3. I don't know if you were listening earlier.
No, I just got home from work.
Oh, okay. Well, three, really quickly, and you can go and ask your question of Reverend Adam, but number three is where you, the period is where you're going to want to just get a little more, be a little more social, get out there and start to talk to people. And knowing that you're a late May baby, so you're a Gemini, means that, yeah, you probably don't have a problem doing that, being real social, but this is definitely a period where you can work with that energy, that really playful energy of the three, and use it to make some really good solid contacts for the different ideas you're sort of playing around with. And again, knowing you're a Gemini, you probably have a lot of different ideas you're playing around with. So this is where you can just have it be like a party the entire year if you really wanted it to. And a lot of it is a lot of how you're going to share your information and connect with people, whether that's literally just talking with them or doing the phone calls or on the internet, however you connect, use all those different channels. If you're excited about some of these ideas and you really want to see some of them take off, this is not the time to be timid about them. You need to be able to just ride that wave of excitement, and you'll find that other people can be equally excited about that exact same thing. And this is how you're going to forge your connections to move those ideas forward. You don't have to do it by yourself at all. You know? And in fact, you probably like working with other people anyway, but this will be a really fun way to build that energy.
Okay.
All right.
And what was your question for Adam?
If he sees me reunited with my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm feeling here, hon, is that while I feel the two of you are able to reestablish a connection with one another, I don't like giving bad news, but I will be honest with people whether I see good or bad. I do not feel that reconnection will happen in the way of starting back up a romantic relationship with one another. I feel that the reconnection will happen to establish a very strong friendship. However, I do see the right man for you will be coming in before the end of this year sometime. I am feeling that the connection with the past needs to be let go of as far as romantically speaking.
Okay.
All
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is all about new, more permanent, and positive connections being made in your life before the end of this year.
Well, I tell you, I could use some positive. It's
mm-hmm.
been a very, very bad breakup, the worst I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy was very abusive, too, but he did it in such a bizarre way.
Yeah, I believe he was emotionally abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And because how can you be best friends and then all of a sudden don't even talk to each other? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and even when you guys were being friends, he was very subtly inserting the abuse and the dominancy. So I feel like, you know what, he could make a good friend at a distance. The best bet is to move along, because I really do feel the right guy is coming, and your relationship with this guy from the past was only a sign that you're getting closer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
okay.
you very much.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. I'll take our last caller here. Area code 918-721. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please tell us your birthday.
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from Washington State. My birthday is 2/23/60.
All right. Washington State. Wow. All right. Let's
well, I'm
here.
Visiting here. So.
Oh, okay.
that's a weird, I know my prefix doesn't add up.
I know, like 918, that doesn't, all right.
That's
okay.
Oklahoma, right.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go. We got another number three going on.
Oh.
Another number three. This is really funny. This is usually how it works with these number threes. But yeah. Again, Lalita, if you want me to go into it, I can. I don't know if she was listening or not.
No.
But number three.
No. Were you? Yes.
I
were
have
you
listening
to the other
yes.
caller? Okay. Perfect. Wonderful. So you were just like as the other caller was just previously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That which I guess I wasn't paying attention for myself enough, but the change is, I feel like I'm in an area of change right now in great proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm trying to get rid of the head chatter and just be in peace and accept it for what it is, of course the mind chatter goes crazy of what shall we do, what are we going to do? Because
mm-hmm.
I've moved on a visit, and now I'm just staying here with a friend and feel like I have no roots right now, in which that's a good thing, but, well, it's a troubling thing, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, hon, I am a gypsy by nature, and I really know what it is like to feel like that. And some ways it can be a good thing, and other ways it's not a good thing at all. It's a very disturbing, uproaring thing. But I'm going to go ahead and let our special guest go ahead and connect with you there and tell you what she has for you.
This is funny because I actually added up the rest of your birth date, so including the year. And, you know, you're a Pisces. And both my parents are Pisces, and I get that energy. And your birth date, so your entire path in this lifetime, is a number five, which is really about that gypsy energy, which is really funny. I was laughing as I was calculating all this stuff. So the five is, this is about you being able to adapt and to adjust. And so that's why you're okay with moving around, although the feeling of unsettledness, there's a point where that adventure starts to wear a little thin, and you're like, I just want to rest for a moment. And usually it's like just for a moment, really just for a moment. And then you get into the same. Sometimes you get to the same rut, and you're ready to pick up and move again.
Oh.
So that's just the nature of what the energy you're working with in this lifetime is. It you know, like a change of scenery sometimes just does you good. And yet you know that you feel like you have something else you need to be doing. Like sometimes it's the illusion of, well, I'm supposed to be doing this, you know. Sometimes that's just because what we were taught to do, right? And you're sort of striking out on your own, and you're realizing, well, some of the things that I was taught to do aren't things I really enjoyed doing. And you're finding your voice and saying, well, you know, I like all of these things. And even if you're juggling them, honestly, if you're still having a good time, you're still not used to having to not answer to anybody.
That's it.
You know, you're not used to having to answer to anybody, and you don't really have to answer to anybody. And that's the really cool thing about it. The five energy is transformational in that way, because you understand what it means. Just like a fish, you understand what it means to keep moving. Because if you're not moving, you know, fish isn't moving, the fish is dead. So even if you're moving really slow, you're still having that flow. And I feel like, you know, you don't have to justify anything to anybody. And even if people are naysaying, they've definitely not been in your shoes. So a lot of it is embracing that, this sense of freedom and how to use it, you know, how to really use that power in the understanding of freedom. And to tie into that number three personal year for you, which that started on your birthday in February, the five and the three are very similar energies. You know, they're odd numbers. A three likes to expand its energy and just kind of be out there. A five wants to take that energy and have an experience with it, and so you just build upon it. And to be in this sense of, whoa, this is a lot. There's a lot of shifting going on. Definitely, that's the whole planet. That's the whole universe just shifting around, and you're feeling it. You're feeling it big time. And at least you have the freedom to do that. I mean, even if you don't think you have the freedom, you're doing it. You know, you're visiting. You're in a different state. You know, you're noticing that this is all like in. Sometimes you could think it's a major upheaval, and other days you're thinking, God, this is great.
Exactly right.
You know, so a lot of it is this you being good with who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and that you have this blessing of that sense of freedom, an understanding of the freedom. You can have the freedom and the responsibility as much as you want, but I don't know if you have to answer to your kids, like, why are you doing all these things, or if other people.
No,
just
they're happy
you
for
know,
me.
They're both good.
Both of my children are boys, and they're grown. And just saying, hit the door running. They're just as happy as they can be for their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And very much supportive. I think it's
good.
I'm finding out who my authentic self is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wonderful. And you mentioned gypsy, and I was even, someone told me that I must have been a gypsy in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
I relate to that in so many ways.
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to be authentic to myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, what I'm going to say to you here is, you know, yeah, you're going to be learning that because, one, you are someone that was a gypsy in a past life. I'd hate to tell you this, but, yeah, they were right. You were.
I believe it.
Okay?
I believe it.
In fact, you were that way for three of your past lives, actually four, but only one of them was like half, so I'm counting three instead of four, okay? And this one looks like it's going to be now for a while, but it's a good thing. And, yeah, she's right. A fish has to keep swimming, okay? I know that more than anybody, you know, in this show because I'm a Pisces. Okay, and very in tune with myself in that direction. But, I'm sorry, I will tell you, we're taking your call right now, and I'm listening to all of this, and I'm just resonating with you so much because I'm feeling that medium bond, okay? Honey, you may have a lot of chatter in your head, and a good 90% of it is your own. Okay, but you also have that 10% right now that's going on, and you don't know where it's coming from because it's coming from the people on the other side, it's coming from the people around you. You're very empathic as a medium sometimes, and we absorb energy, we absorb thought, and we absorb everything from people, and if we're not careful, we will mistake it as our own.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's out there. I do training through my website. We also have our special guest who's featured on our site right now. The prices are very inexpensive. But if you want to hop over there and get a hold of one of us for some training, I don't know exactly how far she does with the numerology, but she's very good at it. I've heard great things about that. You know, just check us out.
Great. I will. May I ask one question? I don't know how much time
you
have. I've taken up a bunch. I'm in a relationship that is a long-distance relationship of quite the gypsy nature, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
mm-hmm.
just wondering if you feel anything future. I mean, well, where's it going? I don't know how.
Honey, it's only going down the road with you. You're both in that wagon, just trekking all the way down the road to the next town. Okay, so that means to me that you are going to do great in this. I don't feel anything really bad about it. Of course, the connection, the communication, that's going to be off a little bit from time to time. We get that with every relationship out there.
Okay.
Sometimes it may seem more like you're the only one going through it because of how intense the lack thereof may seem at times. But I do see the two of you uniting, and I see this thriving, okay? I also got that you are going to be able to blossom no matter where you plant yourself. And even if you plant yourself for a temporary time, you're going to be like the desert rose. There is a desert rose called the Rose of Jericho.
every time it moves around, it is that gypsy. It will also blossom wherever it lands because it always lands in water. It will unfold, and it will soak up the water. It will do what it needs to, and then when the water's gone, it will dry out. It will crawl into a ball and, blow around and land in the water again, and the same plant opens all up over again, and that's why they call it the resurrection plant. Well, honey, you have that ability.
Thank you.
And so does this love.
Well, he just asked me if I wanted to go sailing to Panama, so it's kind of a gypsy spirit himself. And I'm so relieved that I found your radio show in the perfect time. I thank you so much for letting me talk to you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, girl. I really appreciate you coming on our show tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. It was. I've not had a chance to listen to the show before, so this is. You guys are like fast paced. You know, we sit and have like tea with our people. You know, we
have like, a ton of my Dunkin' Donuts. Tell everyone about your website. Your shows on Sundays, because I listen to them every Sunday morning faithfully.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's out there, Adam will tell you. He was like, "Who you listen to?" I go, "My girls. I got to listen to my girls every Sunday." Tell them your website, your blog talk show for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So we are on, it's called the LOA Blend, so Law of Attraction Blend with Elisa and Elizabeth, under Universal Energy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So that's Sunday. In fact, tomorrow morning it's a different time. It's going to start a half hour earlier, so it's at 9 o'clock to about 10:15-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do this, pretty much the same thing I was doing tonight. With my co-host, who's Elizabeth, who's an amazing, she's an amazing channel and also an intuitive, and we just have our own little banter. It's a different feel, and I know when we do evening shows, it's different.
Yeah,
this is a really fun, a fun change of pace. And we have, it's funny to have some of the same people calling in too. we love to have people come on and visit, and we would be happy to have people calling in as well. And tomorrow, every Sunday, Elizabeth does a special channeled message that she takes in from all the conversations we have over the past week. So that's always something to look forward to on the Sunday show in particular. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful.
Very wonderful.
Well, we've been honored to have you here on the show, and I would like to go ahead and extend an offer to you to come on maybe once a month, if you'd like, or just to stop in whenever you'd like, okay?
Oh, thank you. I would love that. I've had a really good time tonight. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
If anyone wants to book a session with her, definitely visit both Adam and Alyssa on www.howpsychic.com, and definitely take advantage of the reading. She does a wonderful job for 1 hour, so it's definitely worth the price and any aspects of your life that you want to know of. And Adam is actually doing a 10-minute special, Adam?
Yep, 10-minute special, $3.99. Book it now, people.
All right, thank you. Love and light, full of gratitude. I must say to all of you guys, good night.
Good night.
Namaste. Love, light. Good night.